Good morning, and we are in the studio today with Camilla Mingay, the director of the Blueberry Dance Festival. We have quite a few events coming up the week of July 24th to 27th, actually the 28th as well. Good morning, Camilla. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome to the studio, and I understand there's quite a bit that's going on as a part of this festival, and it's the 10 year of the festival, correct?
Yep, we're celebrating 10 years, and we're kicking it off in a week from today, which is Monday, July 24th, all day at Kauffman Auditorium. We'll have free dance classes, anything from tumbling, pom, Latin dance, break dance, ballet, hula, just a really great wide variety. All levels and all ages are
excellent.
Welcome.
Excellent. Very cool. So what kind of got things started for the Blueberry Dance Festival for you guys? It's the 10-year anniversary of it now. What kind of got the train rolling for that?
So about 10 years ago, the economy really crashed pretty hard, and a lot of dancers had previously been going out of town for dance intensives, competitions, workshops, and we thought, why not bring that here to Marquette? A lot of the dancers weren't able to go to events that year out of state.
Sure.
So it started off as a one-day festival. We got it all together in 1 month. It was like a last-minute planning. And it was free classes all day, and then in the evening was a dance competition. It went over so well that we expanded to 2 days the following year, and now this year practically a week.
Yeah, that's excellent. Very cool. In case you're not aware, there's a dance festival that does lead to a competition and a final showcase as well.
Yep. So what we do then is on Wednesday night, we'll have a dance competition at 5 o'clock, Wednesday, July 26th. Once again, everything will take place at Kauffman Auditorium. There is a registration fee to compete, and the deadline for that is Monday, July 24th. So hurry up this week, get your competition paperwork filed. The grand prize is a $300 gift certificate to Second Skin Shop. If you're interested in watching the competition, it is free for the public to watch. And then Thursday evening, which is generally our wrap-up, is a showcase. And the showcase is the instructors, professional groups from the areas, and everything that all the students have learned from the workshops, they get a chance to perform for that on stage.
Awesome, awesome. That sounds like that's going to be a nice showcase for all ages to show what they've learned throughout the week. And like you said, there are so many different avenues of dance that children or all ages can learn throughout the week. Do you see a lot more gravitating towards one style of dance, or is there one that is more popular, or maybe one that's not quite as well known that people are interested in?
We'll get a lot of people interested in the contemporary workshops because of the TV show So You Think You Can Dance.
Oh, yes.
They have a lot of contemporary dancing, so because of that, that's usually the most popular class. Jazz is also pretty popular. One of the least popular classes in our area year-round would be break dancing, mm-hmm. but Jay Foy, will be teaching the class, he's very, very popular, and that's the perfect time for kids to come out and try that class. So usually that ends up being a pretty, pretty packed class.
Nice, nice. So we'll have to limber up a little bit for the breakdancing. I myself, I'm not much of a dancer, except if I'm at a wedding, then every once in a while, I guess I could say freestyle. So do you have kind of like anything in the freestyle realm, or is it more of a I won't say discipline so much, but more kind of formulated dance?
So what we have something, it's called Bossa Nova, which is a Latin style. So that would be a little bit more of your ballroom-esque.
Okay.
And then for more free form, we have something called Contact Improv, which is a new workshop for the schedule. And that's also considered a contemporary class, which is a lot more free-form style.
Sure, sure. Can you tell us a little bit more about the Contact, what was it, Contact Improv?
Contact Improv.
Okay,
yep.
So how does that work for
So that
dancer?
Would be more, you're working together as a partner, so that's where the contact comes into form.
Okay.
And so if you don't know what contemporary is, some people know what modern is, mm-hmm. so that you kind of think of as a more freeform kind of style.
Okay.
And with the improv, that's what improv is. It's really free form into the moment. You're not going to do the exact moves that you practiced earlier.
Okay. So it sounds like there's something for everybody in terms of what they're interested in for dance. And what's is there an age where they should really start, or is it basically for all ages that they're interested? Like, would you say kindergarten up or things like that?
Usually it's a little bit older, although we have, I think 4 years old was like the youngest we've ever had.
Okay.
it's a little bit more difficult for that age group, but definitely all ages and levels are welcome. And then the other thing that we have as well is we'll have master dance classes on Tuesday through Friday. And for those classes, you will have to pay for those, and registration forms are available at the Second Skin Shop. And we have Amanda Stanley doing aerial fabric and contortion prep. Contortion is a new style this year. We have Michelle Slater Goodman. She actually grew up dancing here in Marquette, went off to Interlochen for high school. She went to Wright State University and now teaches there, and she's also danced for Walt Disney and the Daytona Opera. She'll be teaching jazz, musical theater, ballet, and contemporary. And then on the last day, on Friday, we added Liza Hunter. She'll be back in town, and she's an amazing aerial artist as well. So she'll be teaching aerial fabric and trapeze. We've never had trapeze before, which she'll also be performing Thursday night during the showcase. And she'll also be teaching aerial conditioning as well.
Very cool. Oh, all sorts of dance. That's going to be great. Ticket information for the showcase. It's $8 per student, $10 for senior, and $12 for adults. And that's going to be, again, taking place at the Kauffman Auditorium. And that's Thursday, the 27th?
Correct.
At 7 p.m.?
Yeah.
Okay. And then tickets are available at the Second Skin Shop?
Yep, you can purchase them cash or check if you write a check, Kauffman Auditorium, and then you can also get them at the door. But if you get on that Second Skin, you don't have to wait in line.
Excellent. Very good. If you've missed any of this interview, we're speaking with Camilla Mingay, the director of the Blueberry Dance Festival, which is starting next week, starting on the 24th and going until the 28th, actually. There's going to be a variety of dance workshops, masterclasses, and then a competition, as well as a final performance at the near the end of that week as well. Again, if you've missed any of the interview, it'll be available on WNMUFM.org a little bit later on today. Camilla, is there anything else that you'd like to highlight in terms of what's coming up next week?
Just that it's going to be a lot of fun. We have, and it's not just for kids, we have adults that come too. A lot of people come, they try a dance style they've never tried before. Maybe they always do ballet and, I'm going to try tap.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's a really fun, great time to have for everyone.
Awesome. So a great time to explore something new, something different, or if you've already been involved in dance, you can, again, try something different. Camilla, thank you so much for coming in and telling us what's going on. And once again, if you missed the interview, that'll be available online at WNMUFM.org, and we'll have links to all the information as well and the full schedule events. And we'll be right back here on Public Radio 90 WNMU.